I fooled you, man.
Ow!
That was a short 10 minutes, but...
I gotcha.
Yes, how are you?
I am well. I'm resting up for Monday Night Football.
Oh, very good, very good. Now, you have a surprise announcement for today?
Yes. Just called in a pitch. I'll be hosting the fun activities today at Sovereign Nation.
Very good, Sovereign Nation. And where is that located, Lou?
If you don't know where it is, I don't want you there.
Ding, 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 ding. So, Lou, post-Halloween, do you have trick-or-treaters at the Casa del Lou?
At the Casa del Lou, no.
Okay.
So.
All right, I see. Well, that makes it easier on you.
Well, I wasn't home anyway.
Oh, I see. Where were you?
Watching young Doodle Dickman play volleyball.
There you go. Now, does she dress up for Halloween, or is that too uncool now?
That's a little uncool now.
I gotcha. I gotcha. Well, very good, Lou. I'm trying to think of any other post-Halloween things. We actually had two parties over the last 2 days. Not really Halloween. You ever done that? Have you fainted, Lou?
Have I fainted what?
I thought you had fainted.
Oh, no, I did not.
Okay. I guess this is how it's going to go today, Lou, so let's get to those picks. Last week, Lou, 0-4.
Yeah, she's losing that contract. It was just a matter of time.
Very Lou-like. Yes, 0-4, you did not pick Dallas or Detroit, although you almost got that.
Yes, we weren't playing air grenades.
You play right. You picked Hotlanta over the Chicago, St. Louis, Arizona Cardinals. You picked Minnesota over Green Bay. And you picked Pittsburgh over Oakland. A nice 8-4, sir.
Oh, wow. So
that's
we'll see. Things will change. Can only go up.
8 is 8. What's 0?
0.
All right. Will the case?
I think we go shadow.
So
let's get to some of our Spanish-speaking friends on our Telemundo version of Lou Dickman.
Right. They won't have to translate those couple of words on our on our translation.
La Boca. I guess it would be what would it be? La Boca Libre. No, that would be mouth book.
mouth book. Mouthbook. All right. Will the Kansas City Chiefs continue their undefeated reign over the Buffalo Bills? It's at the Bills.
Yes.
All right, Chiefs. Chargers at the Skins, Redskins.
Chargers.
Indy Colts at Houston Texans.
Indy Colts.
All right. And finally, Monday night, the Bears versus Green Bay.
I'm going to go against my pick.
Okay.
And I'm going to take the Bears.
Oh, Lou, I love it.
Josh McClown is going to just be on fire.
All right. Josh McClown, there you go. Lou, in this Redskins controversy, where do you stand? Should they keep that name?
I stand in the happy hunting ground of noncommittal.
Well, your Native American fans will love that, Lou.
But I wouldn't mind, in honor of Washington,
yes,
to plagiarize a joke that I heard. Call them the Washington Foreskins. In honor of all the things in Washington.
Well, there was a weird controversy with the neighbor of the owner of the Redskins registering the name the Washington Bravehearts.
Oh.
Which the owner said he had nothing to do with. So, let's go to that No Forks review, Lou. What sandwich did you conquer this very week?
Or venture over to an old Chicago loop. Standby, called the Italian Village.
Ding, 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 ding. And that is located where,
the steak sandwich on garlic bread from the Italian village.
Very good. You're going to, like, the fancier joints and just ordering sandwiches. This is an interesting trend.
No, I'm not even doing that. I'm having them delivered.
Will they deliver all the way up to Casa del Lu?
No, they deliver down to Casa de Sepe Ote.
I see. Whatever.
Matter of my Spanish-speaking friends in the Lou Dickman Telemundo channel.
So how was that steak sandwich, Lou?
It was outstanding. The garlic bread was beautiful. The hot chardonnay was wonderful. The steak was cooked medium rare and had just the right amount of marbling. Going to give that sandwich a 3.725.
Still, the Guido reigns supreme, Lou.
Yes, it does.
And you will be at the Club Lago for the Bears Monday night action.
I do not know. I might be here.
All right. All right, so your question of the week, sort of an anti...
We haven't talked about the Bears.
I'm sorry?
We haven't talked about the Bears.
Well, let's talk about them, yes.
I'm liking these rookie linebackers.
Okay.
That's all I got to say.
Well, I if you're going to keep your job, that's all I got to say. I'm not as optimistic as you regarding Monday night, but I'm not going to change my.
That was last week
because it was against what you're talking about. All right. So, in conclusion, those rookie linebackers are going to make all the difference. And Josh McCown. All right. Your question of the week, Lou.
I'm all ears.
What was your favorite trick regarding trick or treating? What was your favorite trick either then or now? What is your favorite trick?
My favorite trick?
Yes.
Was going to, when we trick-or-treated in our neighborhood.
Yes.
Was cutting through the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And going over to the other neighborhood, which you weren't supposed to.
Ah.
And parents would always wonder why we got so much candy in a neighborhood of only 7 houses.
Well, that's not much of a trick, Lou. It's more of a treat.
Oh, are you talking about vandalism?
I'm just talking about...
Talking about cabbage night shenanigans?
Cabbage night?
Yes, that was the night before Halloween, cabbage night.
Ah, that must be some sort of Eastern tradition. And what was...
That's when all the shenanigans went on.
Ah, I see. And what was the point of cabbage night? A lot of farting?
Well, you know what? I really wasn't a participant of cabbage night. But it seemed that cabbage night was the night
yes.
to throw toilet paper over the trees of all the teachers that lived in your neighborhood.
I see, Lou. You're a rambunctious guy.
I had no part of this shenanigans.
Well, Lou, as they say, it doesn't get any better than that. Give us your catchphrase out.
Everybody have an outstanding week. Ocho de Noé. Conteco Lou Dickman.
Fall back, Lou.
All
go
my
Bears.
Spanish listeners on the La Raza end of Lou Dickman.
It's Packer Week. Go Bears! This is the Commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Stuffed Cabbage Service. You don't want to see what's inside Lou's cabbage at the Blue Frog, 676 North LaSalle in Chicago. Tell Lou Stuffed Cabbage!